Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Laborers for Christ, Word Life Center, Spiritual Growth and Development. We're so glad that you've tuned in to the service this evening. This month are dedicated to prayer as we seek direction and the empowerment for 2019, we desire to walk according to prepared steps of heaven. And so we come before the Lord in prayer and in worship and in praise, seeking to know what he would say. So we are located at 1750 West 103rd Street in the upper level, and that service is going on now, and we will go live to the prayer service of Laborers for Christ, Spiritual Growth and Development. You're live and on the air.
Praise the Lord. We just ask that you join in with us, as there will just be a general prayer going simultaneously and different acts of worship, amen, here at the physical location, as well as where you are. May that which intercession and worship and praise that is released meet in the heavenlies, releasing that which is ordained to be released, that which our prayers were ordained to break and release and pour upon the earth during this hour. Amen.
Make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer. Lord, make me a house, make me a house of prayer.
The fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
May the fire on my altar never burn out. The fire on my altar never burn out. May the fire on
your face, seek your face, oh
Lord.
I want to seek your face, oh Lord.
Make me a house, make me a house of prayer, a house of prayer.
May the fire of my altar never burn out, the fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out, make me a house of prayer. Fire of my altar never burn out. The fire of my altar never burn out. May the fire of my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer. We pray, Lord, make me a house. Make me a house of prayer. I wanna seek your face, oh Lord. May the fire on my altar never burn out. Make me a house of prayer.
Hallelujah, Lord. Well, we thank you if we are led by your Spirit. According to Romans 8 and 14, the Holy Spirit lives in us. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. And we are not deceived, O Lord. Deception cannot prevail over our life, over our church life. Lord, we break the power of deception and deceiving spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. We break lies and false thoughts off of our life. Command the power of every lie to be broken in the mighty, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we confess that the anointing lives in our belly, according to 1 John 2 and 20. The Spirit of truth lives in us, and we are led into all truth by him. Lord, we are not deceived. We break free from the grips of the deceiver in the authority of Jesus Christ. Lord, we command that spirit of Python to go from every area of our life now in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that we are free through Jesus Christ. Lord, we choose to meditate on your goodness in our life. We are thankful for every blessing, every miracle, every breakthrough, even the small things. Lord, we confess that you are our Father and you are our healer. You are our provider. You are our everything. You said in Philippians 2 and 14, that you would do all things and that we should not murmur or dispute. Thank you, Father, that our mouth is filled with praise and our heart is filled with thanks. Lord, we rebuke the religious spirit and command it in the power over our life to be broken in the name of Jesus. We cast out the religious spirit now and break it off. And we thank you, Lord, that we walk in love. You said in 1 Corinthians 13 that love is patient and kind. Lord, I confess that I will be patient with others and I am kind. I do not keep track of wrong. I will not hold a grudge. I will be free from offenses. Lord, we break the power of offense off of the life of the church and its members in Jesus' name. We walk in forgiveness towards others, and we choose to release all pain and wounds. Father, thank you. Thank you for your nature. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy operating in us towards others. And Lord, we release all hurt, and we declare your name is washing over your church. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. You said in 1 Corinthians 13 that love never fails. We say that we walk in love and mercy with all people. We will declare it with our mouths, O God, and it will rest in all of the chambers of our heart. We say that we see your love in our life and in the lives of others. We say that we see the potential in other people. We see them with a God's eye view, and we love them as you have loved them and have died for them. We see the victory in their lives and in our lives. We will not be critical. In the name of Jesus, we break every critical attitude and thought process over our life and the lives of those that are walking towards your light, O God. We refuse to be partner with religious judgment and have negative attitudes. Our eyes see as Christ would see, and our hearts will love as Christ loves. We walk by faith and not by sight. And we thank you, Lord, that we are free from condemnation as a child of you in your kingdom. Lord, we break every lie that would try to condemn us or accuse us. We break it in the name of Jesus. There is no condemnation in Jesus Christ, and we are hid in him, and in him we are fully pleasing, totally accepted, and we are forgiven. Oh God, thank you that you have freed our spirit from the shackles of sin. Thank you, Lord, that the enemy does not have an influence nor a power over us, for your death and your resurrection has broken those chains. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Come on, use your key, use your key.
Thank you, Lord.
Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
What a blessing. What a blessing. What a blessing. To enter his chambers, to come before his throne boldly, to inquire in his capital, and to receive. Hallelujah. To receive. Thank you, God. Pray that you will continue in worship to the Almighty God. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power. Hallelujah. Belongs to God. We pray you will join us next week as we continue in worship.